We ride. That was a big opening. Hey,
what
everybody.
What did you say?
I said we ride.
Andale.
What are we riding on?
Our steel horses. Because we're wanted. Wanted.
Hello, everybody.
Live.
I will high five. I don't know.
I don't think he says "I will high five."
Oh, really?
At any point in that song.
I've been getting it wrong
all,
for 20
that.
Years. Jesus. That was me praying. That's how I start my prayers.
Dear Jesus, please let me remember the words to Bon Jovi's Steel Horse I Ride.
You mean Bon Hovi?
Wow, really? I just got the name of the song wrong.
I just never got it
that's
right.
Terrible.
Led Zeppelin?
Yes, Led Zeppelin. That's right.
Tyler White. That's right.
Michael Carano. I don't wanna.
Pretty good. Anderson Cowan.
He's bowing down to suck Juan Wieners.
That is. Why do we always go there?
Slanderous is what that is.
I let myself in with
We've
you.
Been on the show for 2 minutes and we're talking about orcs.
Wieners.
Mm-hmm. Of men.
Wieners. That word is weird and funny. Did you guys ever get out of the shower
and look at your wiener?
You put on clean underwear and immediately think, great. Now they're already starting to get dirty. Like when I put
I'm not leaking poop like
when
you
I,
are, apparently.
When I put on clothes, I honest to God, when I put on clean clothes, the first thing I think of is they just started getting dirty. Like immediately.
That's because you got a rain cloud over your head, Mike.
No, it's because
when you get out of the car
rain
wash, you
clouds
think,
on
fuck.
Top of Carano's head.
The second I get out of the car wash.
So you would like to just live in this utopia of frozen cleanliness.
A bubble, yes, I would.
Like in an ice cube where everything is just gleaning.
But I'd like the sex to be filthy.
Sorry I'm late. I had to do a little damage control out in the parking lot, and it got uncomfortable.
Oh, was she still there?
You were doing damage?
Control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. What'd you do?
What'd I miss?
Damage
what'd I miss,
control?
Guys? What happened here on the program?
We jammed about 20 minutes with a great podcasting into 30 seconds.
We sang the lyrics to John Bon Jovi's Wanted.
I will high five.
Guys, I gotta say that I love this new once a week thing.
Not
we should have been doing this all along.
I should do half a show a week.
I think it's awesome.
I miss it. I miss it on Monday, but I will say it's much more
you
special.
Ass kissers. You listener ass kissers.
It's mutts. Mutts? It's mutts.
You guys are just ass kissing to the diehards who are pissed.
It's much more
it
special coming
special
in on Thursday. Yeah. Once again.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, think of all the money you're going to save, Mike, only buying us food once
are
a week.
Are you kidding me?
It felt like
you're
going to
be a millionaire.
Whore.
Thousands.
It felt like a cheap whore with its
thousands
legs spread
a month.
Every single, you know, whenever, like, we could just have her. Her being the after disaster anytime we want it because she was a whore.
She is a fickle mistress.
Always bending over.
Well, she's
now,
more like our wife.
Now she's only only available once a week, and it's special.
We can't fight with her.
Tyler is off his game because he's not playing the porn music when I was talking about banging the show.
I think he did.
I played it earlier when you were talking about crushing in the parking lot or whatever.
What?
You're crushing in the parking lot?
He wasn't crushing. He was doing damage control.
So welcome to the after disaster.
Really?
Lots to talk about.
Oh yeah,
really?
I got a lot of things to talk about. I don't know about you, fucks. But I got.
Well, I could make up something.
What if I just took his keys and just chucked them as hard as I could? Mike Catherwood just came in.
That's so weird. That is rude.
I chucked the. No,
and
I just missed
home.
His balls.
That's totally rude.
I watched America's Got Talent for the first time. I got to do a little.
Did it in fact have talent?
That is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
What?
America's Got Talent. The only thing that I like on America's Got Talent is the actual
worse
talent
than that
shows.
Goat with the mask.
Let
on?
Me just see the talent shows.
More important than America's Got Talent, did you watch?
I was in the middle of something.
Did you watch the movies that I recommended you watch?
I don't watch movies that you talk to me about because you have terrible taste in film. Awful taste in
you've
movies.
You've never once regretted.
Wow, he's awful.
Tyler?
That
it's not me. That's the exact settings he has for Simone every single night. So get off my shit.
Try
maybe,
talking with an English accent.
Like, what you need to do is feel your body.
I view it minus 20 dBs.
Mike two. Do mic two. From mic number two.
Cock.
Much better.
Did you watch? Yeah, that's not true. By the way, every movie I recommend for you, you like.
But that's contradictory to what you said last time. You said he has very good taste.
I know.
Movies.
I'm just being a dick.
So, did you watch the movies that are?
I don't even remember what they were.
Mickey and Moskowitz, or
it's on my queue.
And did you watch the Requiem of a Heavyweight? Or?
Yes, I. We talked about it at length.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
You have you seen Requiem for My Cream?
You and
I talked about it on the film vault.
Yeah, you talked about it on the film vault. You didn't talk about it with me.
All right. Well, I saw it. And enjoyed it thoroughly. Very, it's a classic movie.
Isn't it?
Everyone should see it.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it very much. He was great.
Anthony Quinn was amazing.
Quinn was the best I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
What did Mike say?
He said, did you see Requiem for My Cream? Tyler. And now it's just hitting me and I'm giggling like an idiot.
Okay, but we're not doing that.
All right.
But if you want to do that, top five soundtracks on the After Zazz, I mean, on the Film Vault. God, my brain is confused. Available right now.
Lesson Zero.
Well, speaking of soundtracks.
Lesson Zero is not on the list.
It is on mine.
So I'm going to talk about America's Got Talent.
Been to quite a few concerts in my life.
I'm going to talk about my neighbors.
Roger Waters on Saturday night, I think, changed my life.
I'm going to talk about eating Cocoa Puffs naked.
Yeah. Fling them into your mouth off your boner.
I'm going to listen to Mike tell a story that I've already heard. No! Turn the mic off! Get out. Get out. Hey, I'll see you. I'll see you Saturday.
Good night, everybody. Have a great after disaster.
I'll see you. I'll see you Saturday, buddy.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
I'm going to force feed you beer because I'm that evil. I'm that evil. I'm going to take you down and force it down your throat. Can you imagine that?
Hey, everyone, you know, I went to dinner with those guys.
Goodbye. Say goodbye to your sobriety. Say goodbye to 11 years.
That's because I went to dinner with all those guys and all of us were sober.
Who were all those guys?
Like my friend.
Sober men having dinner together.
Everyone is sober. The entire conversation. The joke that never ends. Okay, it was my friend Dave.
That'd be a good ass superhero. Sober man.
Dave, my friend Dave, Bob Forrest.
Like drives. Oh, you know what?
And some other guy.
National Highway Safety Administration is going to get a hold of this, and they're going to have a sober man who just shows up when you're drunk
sober
in your car.
Man.
And he flies in the window and starts driving for you. I am sober.
Are you drinking beers? Good for you, but I'll drive.
He's got the same mental illness that Batman had where he's frustrated and angry.
Batman had a mental illness?
Batman was very angry. Like in the comic book, he killed people.
Alfred touched me when I was six.
No, it wasn't that.
All right, so let's...
my bad cock.
Unfortunately, I talked to you for about an hour and I heard every... You know what's funny, Mike? I called you a couple days ago, right? Or was it yesterday?
I was just going to say the running joke the entire night was...
Let me tell you the funny part. Called you yesterday just to tell you about the dictator.
Mm-hmm. And we never even brought
it up. We talked for 45 minutes and maybe an hour.
Did you like it?
Never. I got to hear all about a concert you went to 3 or 4 days ago. And then I got to hear about another concert you went to like 2 nights ago. And then...
Which, by the way, you kept calling it the David Gilmour show in that one episode.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
It was Roger Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best show I've
Roger
seen
Waters
in 10
made
years.
Pink Flamingos.
Yeah.
He's got a thin mustache.
He's in a band called Pink Floyd. John Waters, The Wall is very... John Waters,
Roger Waters
wall.
Is from Pink Floyd, and...
How is John Waters not made something called, like, The Ball or something like that?
He probably saves it for parties.
Have you seen that Christmas card that John Waters sent out one year? It's a picture of Steve Buscemi dressed as John Waters.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I think
that's
so.
That's a power move. Right there. I have huge famous celebrities, stars dressed as me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, if you don't know who John Waters is, he's a great filmmaker. You should check him out. When I say great,
you mean
subjective.
He's famous.
He's very famous.
John
Pecker.
Bon Waters.
Pecker is really great. Later on, also, I'm going to talk about something that's going to make Mike, for sure, nervous and concerned for his safety.
Mm.
I've also got audio from the latest
Sadie's boyfriend's
review.
Back.
Oh, you have audio from what?
The latest parent review.
Sadie's boyfriend, that's a very inside reference, but that's going back probably about a year.
Yeah, I guess.
When we had the phone screener on, who was covered in tattoos. Talked like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
And had a thug of a boyfriend.
I miss her, though.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead, do your review of...
I'm not going to do it. You go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear it. It was pretty impressive.
It's not really a review. It's just that concert just
it
was
started off
magnificent.
Drastic.
Yeah, it started off terrible.
Drastic.
All in all, you're just another critic reviewing The Wall.
Yep. And then I saw Spiritualized at the Wiltern the other night. That was pretty great.
So you were at the Wiltern.
It's this band called Spiritualized.
Once and for all. And you were with Bob Forrest and other fringe celebrities.
Yeah,
French
but the
celebrities?
Thing is French, yes. François Truffaut.
You were with
Francois Truffaut.
did you blow him 400 times?
Who is what's another French celebrity? The French president's
Gaspar
wife.
No.
Gérard Depardieu.
Green
I have the biggest news.
What about that frog?
Vincent Cassel.
I pee on the plains.
What?
Isn't there like a cartoon character
Pepe.
That's French?
Pepe.
Oh, yeah, the skunk.
Jillian
the rapist.
named her dog Pepe
because he's a rapist.
No, Pepe Le Pew. Oh, he's kind of a rapist.
He's not kind of a rapist. He's absolutely a date rapist.
He's a bit of a rapist. Yeah. Yeah. A little rapey.
Yeah, but in it's France, skunk rape. Apparently it's cool. No, in France, you're allowed to rape people because the minister of finance, that guy raped that maid in New York. What? And then he got off, and now he's back.
Yeah, I think that guy was the head of the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Okay, but he's French, right?
Let's not try and recount the news inappropriately. So,
do you think people find French men sexy, or is it just French women, or is it just the language?
I think it's mainly the language.
I think it's the giant penis architecture thing they have.
Tyler, that was not good.
What are you talking
about?
I'm
being serious.
He's trying to talk about
the Eiffel Tower. It's virile.
That's not a penis. The penis is in London, which is an obvious penis.
No,
it's in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, yeah. Italy.
In London, there's a building that looks like a penis next to a building that looks like a vagina.
Tyler's got a curved wiener.
Yeah, buddy.
You've got Peronis?
Yeah. No,
I wish I did.
Hi, Peroni. Okay, talk about the fucking brick in the wall.
It was just I don't really have anything to talk about. It was just a concert that was just magnificent beyond words. That's it. I highly recommend.
When you described it to me, you made me want to go.
Yeah, it was insane. In fact, not only that, I went onto YouTube, and the entire concert from 2 years ago is on YouTube, and I watched the entire thing, and it gave me chills and brought me to tears a bunch of different times.
Man, more importantly, you
and
went
depressed
to
the hell out of me.
The Wiltern, which is a venue out here, which is it was built back in the 20s, I believe, and it's across streets are Wilshire and Western, and they called it the Wiltern.
And that's all we need to know about it.
It used to be called something else. I knew the whole history of it. I read about it.
The Seated Wiltern? You mean when it was called that in the 40s?
We had a heavy, heated debate going on for a number of episodes here. Many of you may remember about the Wiltern, whether there were seats in the Wiltern or not. And I had just been there like a week before, and I was talking about how there was – I was describing the Ween show to Mike, and you're like, well, how could you be walking around when there are seats there? And I said, well, there's no seats there. And remember that debate, Mike?
Yeah. In fact, listeners,
I think that was our oldest like callback joke that we beat the shit, beat into the ground every week.
Well, here's the big news, guys. He went to the Wiltern. He has something to report.
So I walked in. The first thing I thought was, there better be seats. And immediately, like I tweeted a couple times that I was at the Wiltern. And I immediately walked in and my heart sunk. I'm like, no seats.
Of course there's not seats. Why would I make that up?
It killed me.
Why would I lie about
it? It killed me. And then even weirder is we
had upstairs in the balcony, there's seats.
Yeah. We went up there because we were having a conversation. We left our VIP section.
Who's we?
Me and the group I was with. Okay. Where we were the only people in a very close, very fantastic area of the theater. And then everyone's like, let's go sit upstairs and talk. So we went upstairs and talked.
So the band was that good?
That band was great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. It's an experience. Like, I bought the record and I didn't dig it. But seeing them live, it was fantastic. It was really good. Spiritualized. Check it out, man. And here's the thing about that band is, you know what? I don't like songs that go on for 8 or 9 minutes. All of their songs go on for about 10 minutes.
You don't like songs that go on for 8 or 9 minutes. You're just at a Roger Waters The Wall show.
This is genius. But those guys, they build these songs. Like, the song will start as a rock song, and then it builds. And then the last 4 minutes is basically, it's not a jam session, but it's an intense reimagining of the groove of the original song where they just get more and more intense. And it's crazy. Stone Cold Sober, I was just mesmerized. It was fantastic. Here's the weird thing, though. The singer, he's the whole thing, the whole band. He's the writer, singer, everything, so it's his band, essentially. And they stand in a semicircle. So he's closer to the audience, and the whole middle of the stage is empty, and they're in this U-shaped formation. And all I could think about for the first 8 or 9 minutes was, I wouldn't be able to be in this band because I don't like standing with my side to people I don't like people looking at my double chin. Is that vanity?
No, that's just common sense.
That's
good old-fashioned street smarts.
Smarts. We got some.
This Saturday I'm having a house party, which I don't do because it's
awkward. Oh, thanks for the invite, asshole.
You didn't invite me either, dick.
You guys are both invited. You're both coming. And I was thinking today how awesome it would be if
we're doing an after disaster
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
We just go off the corner like in the middle of the of
should
my
we
own
do
party,
it early or should we do it late?
And we're just in the corner doing our own little show.
Oh, and
but should we do it early or late?
Because I'm not do it at all. We're not
I'm
going to
go
this.
To that other party for like a half an hour in between, and then I'm going to come back to your house.
And
afterwards.
At the end,
do you realize that's the total fallacy?
No,
there's no way you're going to a party for a half hour.
Guarantee
no,
it.
The first person you see, I guarantee you'll talk to them for at least 20 minutes, and then you'll see someone else. You'll talk to 30.
The only
a couple hours.
Well, if Robin Williams is there, I'll probably hang out and talk to him for a while.
Who talks more, you or Robin Williams?
Me.
Really? You beat Robin Williams? Words per minute, though, he beat you.
Everyone will be trying to talk to him, so he'll be talked out by the time I start yapping.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking it would
be
pretty
funny. At the end, we pass a bucket to make some money.
If we did a After Disaster podcast from my own party, but no, that would... If all of a sudden I have headphones and I'm in the corner at my own party on the fucking microphone.
No, we don't need headphones. We'll do it like we did Downtown Debacle. I'm bringing the recorder now.
Let's all do it.
You can interview people. You can talk to people.
We'll start when you guys are sober. And then later on, we'll pick it back up.
By the way, I should let you know.
Squeeze out an hour of
Anderson
talking.
Knows this. Tyler's coming complete with a mattress.
Yeah, he's coming with bed.
So Tyler's getting a little
Tyler's
toasty by the end of the night.
Tyler wants to smoke organic green.
What?
He likes to get high.
What's organic green?
Okay.
Talking about that OG kush.
Last week.
OG kush,
exactly a week ago tonight, I was on this here program. Talking with both of you.
Telling lies.
It was Thursday night, which is tonight. Hey, happy Friday, everybody. I have no idea when this episode's going to be uploaded, though.
Yeah, it posted yesterday, last Thursday's episode.
Are you kidding me?
Showed up on iTunes yesterday, so you should maybe...
Should we address that?
Should maybe tell
that?
People, you know, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Have we addressed that? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? The one thing we try and do here is to do a show regularly.
You want me just to post it on my site, and then you can do the feed through MikeCarano.com?
The problem is we'll have to resubmit everything to iTunes, and we'll lose all of our stuff.
No,
you can't change your XML feed
location I'm
once you've already done it.
Are you sure about that?
Actually bored. One thing we try and do here is do a show on a regular basis at the same time of the week, whether it's twice a week or once a week. We try and be consistent, and iTunes is being pappy and not allowing that.
Because they're jealous.
One thing I always do is I always post a direct download link on our Facebook and our Twitter account. So
you know when you're a kid,
no
matter what kind of argument you got in with somebody, they always said, you're just jealous.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, you're jealous.
Hey, it's a free country.
Pick up the slack on the After Disaster message boards.
Speaking of After Disaster message boards, I got to tell you that your idea to post the how did you hear about the show and stuff made me smile like no one's business.
I know, it's great. Everybody's awesome.
Thanks for submitting all those. I've read half of them and I was quite entertained.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. It made me feel super good about the show.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there's thousands more that should be there if everyone that listens does this.
Yeah.
There's only like 160. Did you see the guy that went through the entire list and categorized it? He's like, he has the most common name, the most common jobs. Most common job is a student.
He surveyed it for us.
When was that posted?
He did it today.
I haven't seen it yet.
Go to the afterdisaster.com at the top of the page. It says Tyler's Listener Challenge, I think, right?
You guys want to take 5 minutes right now and read them all?
No.
Yes.
Kill the mics and just read them.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Kill the mic.
You're distracting me. I'm
trying
to read
the wabbit.
Ryan OK on the message boards is asking for a listener shout out from me. Listener shout out, Ryan OK. Okay, so
let's not start that because everyone's going to want to do it.
Well, yeah, but it'll get them on the message boards and then I won't do theirs.
Real quick, Barbasol shaving cream, America's
Stop
leader
it.
For a close shave.
Stop
close
it.
Shave America, close shave Barbasol.
Why would you do that? Listen, so last week.
Can you use it on your pussy?
My fuck. I was on my way to work when some douche fucks. Cut me off from behind. I told this story. You remember? The listener.
The neighbors?
And I thought, oh, fuck, that might be my neighbor. After I was freaking out, opening doors, screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
And I memorized the license plate, and I said, I'm going to go home, and if it is my neighbors, I'll see their car with that license plate. Got home, guys, around 3 in the morning that night. Walked across my driveway to see. Just like that. Sure enough, the car was in the driveway. No, that's not the music. It should have been Drama Stab. Drama Stab.
I already did that.
No, Drama Stab.
I'm pretty sure that music didn't sum up his feelings.
No, it was not my feelings at all. I was thinking I almost...
That was the feeling he felt when he saw his first plant sprout out of the ground.
It's not Drama Stab.
I thought you were going to fuck him up.
I should also mention they're dudes from Boston.
So they
there's
like
three
clam
of them.
Chowder.
A lot of the time there's two. There's then sometimes... Tyler, stop it. That's not helping.
The
at all. I like that song, though. Play it.
It's helping a little, then.
But,
so, did you confront them?
We love these songs. Those are a dollar off.
Do you remember this ad campaign, the Quiznos ad campaign, where they had flying rats?
No.
They used. Have you ever been to RatherGood.com?
No.
RatherGood.com is responsible for some Bagger 288.
Bagger 288.
It's a really great site. It's these guys from England who do a lot of pretty fantastic viral videos and cutouts and stuff. And they make music that sounds like this. And Quiznos decided to hire
them. I'm really good at radio. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, you were saying he was nodding his head. Quiznos decided to hire this company to do a viral campaign for them, and it didn't run long, but I became obsessed with it. And it's flying rats.
How does that tie in?
It didn't.
Don't
at
you
all.
Want flying rats in your sandwich?
It lands on the bread, and the guy just
can you imagine
the
anything
top,
anything worse plastic? Than a rat singing a song with that cadence, voice tone?
Unless it's for a rat album.
And food related.
Round and round, coming out August 11th.
Round and round.
Give me some cheese.
Never find a way. Just give it time.
So my sister's boyfriend came over. My sister, she was on
what
the
happened
show.
With the neighbors?
You beat him up.
So I just saw that the car was in the driveway, and I'm like, fuck,
oh, I
that
thought
was
there
that.
Might have been something more.
I was furious. Yeah. Thank God I didn't get out of the car, because I was on my way out of the car when it clicked. I'm like, shit, that could be my neighbors. Because I saw two dudes and three chicks.
It would be awesome.
I'd never seen them.
It would be an awesome beginning to a fantastic journey of a story about how you fought your neighbors and then all of you eventually went back home.
This summer, the fantastic I beginning to a journey of a story.
Wouldn't that just add to the tension? You and your neighbors get into a brawl in the street.
Part of me kind of wishes that I did have the full confrontation. But all right, so listen.
Because then you could have made up.
My sister, usually all my friends from high school, I punch them in the face at least twice, been punched by
Thank
them
God you
two
haven't punched
or three
me
times.
Yet.
All my friends, like, we punched each other before we were friends.
No, but this could be the best case scenario. Full-blown fight, you make up, you go, I'm your neighbor, and then you have an easy, you've made new friends. So it's easier to go over there and tell them to pipe down a little bit when they're being too noisy.
So my sister's actually
pipe down before I pipe you down.
Program. Her boyfriend came over. He's actually Ray. He's the guy that did the march in and told his boss to fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it.
He came over with Ashley and beer and a chainsaw, electric chainsaw, big though. Big chainsaw can cut through like giant logs.
Just to even Steven the noise with the Harley?
Every time
he starts the Harley, you just start a chainsaw? It's like
on the end of a stick, and we drank beers, and we proceeded to, first we had to have dinner, and I was wearing my little apron. Mm-hmm. And we had to get drunk before we got the chainsaw out, and we were cutting down large branches. One so large, such a large chunk that I have like a round plastic table. It's pretty heavy duty, Mike. Heavy duty plastic table. The thing fell down and slammed the side of the table, and the entire round outer part of it broke in one piece.
Why wouldn't you move the table before you chainsaw?
Because I'm not a smart person.
Lumberjacks know to move their trucks before they cut down trees.
Like when these pieces were falling, like it was like we could feel it under our feet.
That's crazy.
Now it was 11:30 at night, and I was thinking, and I was saying, I was on the top.
Wait,
of
you were
the,
chainsawing at 11:30 at night, and you're mad at that guy for firing up a Harley Davidson.
Top of the ladder.
Can you imagine what a dick move that
and
is?
And I kept looking at
11:30 at night,
and I kept looking down at Ray and Ashley and Jillian, saying, "Should I not be doing this? It seems like a very quiet night. I know it's Saturday, but it seems pretty quiet." And everyone's like, nah, it's fine. It's the valley. Who cares? And I'm like, yeah, you know, these guys next door, they're not partying right now, but usually they are. About 30 seconds after that conversation, I hear a woman in front of my house. Excuse me! Excuse me!
Sorry, I can't hear you over my chainsaw.
So I cut it. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, think you can curtail that? I actually appreciated her use of the word curtail.
Yeah, I like that,
so too. I'm like, yeah, sorry about that. No problem. Hoping it would just end. And then she had to get all cunty. You know, she's like, it's actually against the law to be doing it. I'm like, yeah, I said okay.
Yeah, I already said okay, lady.
You gotta, you know, just be happy that I didn't say fuck you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I love that people will yell at someone with a chainsaw.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, if I'm out there with my archery set.
What if I just ignored her?
I go, hey, can you stop shooting arrows?
And I just moved. I just started moving the chainsaw on the end of the pole towards, like, over the fence.
I gotta see this chainsaw on a pole. It sounds super dangerous.
Right? It sounds horrible.
Sounds more dangerous than nunchucks with two chainsaws on the end.
So,
which would be cool, by the way.
The purpose of that story is it bleeds
listener challenge
the next day.
Send us the most dangerous thing you've ever done with a chainsaw on video.
So I'm chainsawing during the day. Mm-hmm. Sun's up. It's now within the legal ordinance of the city to be chainsawing.
You may choose your chainsaw.
And I'm like, fuck it. This is perfect. My perfect in. I'm knocking. I'm going marching next door to my neighbors that I almost fought.
With the chainsaw in hand.
No. Oh. And I'm knocking the door. Open. He yells. I can hear them. They're in the backyard. So I knock on the door, and I can see through the window, through the front door, that the dude's sitting like on his patio, like front door, like, right across the living room. Also, I should mention the house layout is the exact same as mine. Like a cookie cutter of mine.
So in case you need to break in there and get something, you know how to do it.
There's a shark called a cookie cutter shark. Cookie cutter shark. They're really small, and they
bite you, and it leaves a star mark on your arm.
That's the size of a cookie. Like, looks like a cookie
cutter.
Takes
out a nice moon.
They cut, you know, like those big giant.
It's a dinosaur when he bites your head off.
You know those giant wires, the transcontinental, that like so we can call.
Yeah, on the ocean.
Cookie cutter
rusting.
Sharks fuck those up.
Rusting as we speak.
Ooh, they chew them.
They don't get electrocuted.
They do. I'm sure they do.
And they become super cookie cutter.
Because they're trying to hack in, make free calls.
It's not what they're doing. Man. I don't think. So I knock on the door. He's like, he goes, "Yeah, come in." So I'm like, "All right." And I open the door. And now
phone
I'm in,
sharks.
I'm in the guy's house. I'm in the Boston guy, my neighbor's who I almost fought, and I'm in his
house. Creepy. I don't like.
And
this.
I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm your neighbor." And he's like, jumps up. "Hey, man, my name's Timmy, man. I should have come over." Now, he doesn't sound like that. But he's like, "Hey, my name's Timmy. I should have come over, you know, weeks ago."
You grab her on the throat.
"So good to meet you." And then I come outside, and he introduces me to the girls, and it turned out to be his sisters. And then the other guy's his brother.
He's fucking his sisters.
They couldn't be nicer dudes. They were exactly what I was hoping that I thought that they might be. Couldn't be nicer dudes. So next thing you know, I told him about the chainsaw. I'm over there with a chainsaw. He's helping me up on his roof. And he's like asking if I want a beer.
Jesus Christ, with a chainsaw?
They don't get fucked. You know?
This is how people get hurt, by the way.
They're all barbers.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway.
You should have said, "Show me what you can do," and handed me the chainsaw.
Seville?
So I was all excited, and they could have been nicer. And then the next day was the eclipse. And I'm like, and I could hear them in the backyard. They had a little bit of music going, and I saw the eclipse. I'm like, "Jillian, there's an eclipse." And she doesn't give a fuck. She's like, "I heard about that." I'm like, "Come out and look at it. Watching my shows."
You can just listen to an eclipse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to share things with people. I got to share. So I'm like, "Hey, I know my neighbors now. I'm friendly." So I'm like, "Hey, I can't remember their names now. God damn it.
Timmy.
Timmy and Justin. Is it Justin? It's not Justin. Fuck.
If that guy's an adult,
Timmy,
he should just
Justin.
Go by Tim.
Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy. Justin. They're just completely ignoring me. Timmy! Totally ignoring me. Because they can't hear me, I guess, because of the music. And then I became horribly ashamed, thinking that Jillian heard me trying to like talk to the new neighbor friends.
Kind of
like,
on.
Tail behind kind my legs. On. I just stopped.
Did you invite them to the party Saturday?
Yeah, they're going to be in Vegas. We're going to be in Vegas, partying our asses off.
Yeah, there's going to be some vomit in that hotel room.
So
Austin style.
That's my story.
Austin style?
Boston style.
And I'm sure that we'd have more stories. So I'm going to have more stories about Timmy, and I can't remember his brother's name. Now.
I don't like that he goes by Timmy, by the way. I think Tim when you're an adult.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Yeah, but that's fucking pathetic.
All right, Mikey.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Miguelito?
What?
That's better.
Miguelito?
What?
That's the word.
Miguelito?
I've been called that many, many times.
It sounds like you're calling Reggie
Little Mike. Miguelito?
No, I thought you were using
Miguelito.
A different letter.
Miguelito.
So maybe by the end of the summer? Hey.
Maybe, yes,
maybe
the
by
after
the end of the
disaster.
Summer? Yeah, maybe we'll have him on.
Hey, does it freak
maybe.
You out when you
oh,
see...
I'll have him on and I'll explain to them that I'm the guy that almost fought them. I'll be like, remember when
yes.
that guy was behind you freaking
Let's
out?
Do this.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's great. That's
great. That'd be really fun, won't
it? That's awesome.
Hopefully I become friends with
them. That would be awesome. Anytime
you want to get your potty on, come on over. We always got the fucking brews, kid, aight?
So when I
you should come over one time, just walk in, grab one beer out of the fridge, and then just go back to your house.
Yep.
I should not do that.
You should.
I like that Anderson is slowly like...
Hey, you should walk over there and go, can
Anderson has lived in a suburb for like less than, what, 2 months?
It'll be 3 months Saturday.
You're already living like a sitcom life. You like have like the wacky neighbors that you go over and like party
sure.
with and getting in trouble with hijinks with
you
your
should
chainsaw.
You should
curtail that.
You should go over there and ask them to use their restroom. And if when they say, yeah, what's wrong with yours? And you go, oh, I just cleaned it. See if they respond. We don't want to mess it up.
Ask him if he can borrow some boxer shorts.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent. You seen it?
No.
I don't know why I taped it, just to see what Howard's, you know, got the curiosity got the best of me.
For God's sakes, I was at Roger Waters Saturday. Do I need to see America's Got Talent?
I watched the entire episode tonight on TiVo. It is the most overproduced piece of shit that I've ever seen.
Is Stern funny at all?
No.
Mm.
I think that they might have like paid some royalty fees for like a catalog of music or something. Every chance they get to put music anywhere, like they're showing a montage of like five or six different acts with the same song playing underneath it that had nothing. One of them was like a singing, dancing talent. You don't get to hear them sing or dance because they got fucking music rolling. Mm. It is so heavily produced. They have like obvious like cutaways from the crowd where they this might be boring to anyone who's not like doesn't care about movies or industry or TV shows, but I've never seen anything like I've seen the Grammys. I've been at the Grammys. Not nearly as produced as this goddamn show.
I have no desire to see it.
It's
I've also
awful.
I've never seen the other one either, though.
It's awful, and I cried.
Why?
Because there was a really good dog show, talent show, mm-hmm. and a little guy.
Is that the one where they put him to sleep like really nicely?
What did he do? Did he come walking out with it?
Dude, they're walking 69 style. Like one was on its front paws. And then another one came running and was walking on its front paws. And then another one
was
came
latched
up,
underneath him.
And I think it was supposed to be like wheelbarrow, but like his face was buried in the crotch of the dog that was on his front paws walking.
Up next, two doggies walking 69 style.
And then one of the
America, get to your phones.
That one of the talents was this guy just gets kicked in the nuts.
Do you like the poodle with the tutu on? The dog jumping through hoop or the dog 69 and moving at the same time?
The dogs were not competing with one another. They're all in unison.
Oh, they're a team of dogs?
I want you to watch it just so you can see what I'm talking about with the production.
I don't have TV.
It's hideous.
I'll go online and see if I can see
it. Here's what they do. I could just tell by paying attention that this is what they obviously do. They keep the crowd. Either they do it in the warm-ups before, but probably they keep them afterwards, and they have them chant like whoever's on stage. If there's someone who says something that's catchy or they have a catchy name, they have the crowd chanting in unison that name. And then they do cutaways to the crowd as though they're chanting this person's name or whoever's
as
on the talent.
On stage.
But then you can see the continuity. The crowd is not chanting at all. So I think that they kept them after.
You know what? Those kind of people in show business should be banished.
Yeah, for sure. And I caught Stern drinking out of a flask. And he's not even much of a drinker, but he had a flask with him.
I don't. It probably wasn't booze. I don't think he drinks at all.
It was weird. He had a flask.
Well, that's weird that they would overproduce the show and then let him slide a flask in there.
Well, because there's this one moment where they made a 7-year-old rapper, wannabe rapper kid.
Rape someone?
He started crying because they buzzed him. And he was like this little prick. You know, who's going to grow up to be an asshole probably because he's already like all cocky and he's 7 and his mom's got neck tattoos. What's
you know what he's not going to grow up to be?
Rich.
Professional rapper,
yeah. No. Because he got axed. And he started crying. And then everyone freaked out, and Stern went out there and hugged him.
Try that in prison, buddy.
And, like, the producers were all coming over, and Stern was, like, threatening to quit. It was, like, one of the gayest things I've ever seen.
What?
Yeah. It's like, he's a 7-year-old kid. They fucking cry at the drop of a hat.
He said he was going
to
quit?
I'm not cut out for this, guys. I don't know if I can do this.
Didn't he get paid, like, $30 million to do that show?
It better be something disgusting like that. Cause
it is. It's absolutely obscene, the amount of money he got for that show. And I have no idea what it is, but I heard what it was at one point in time.
It got me to watch.
It was a crazy amount of money. Insane.
I almost wanted to watch it again tonight, but I didn't.
Sounds like you liked it, actually.
I liked some of the little acts were fun.
I know, but this contradicts... I've used that word twice, and I hate that. What you said earlier, that this is the worst show you've ever seen.
As far as the production value,
you love it.
I like the talent shows. I want to see like the people doing talent.
Yeah, but...
I want to see the talent.
Why don't we just have a talent show in here? Bring some people in.
Don't we every night?
Let's go to the phones, listeners. See what their talents are.
Hey, what's your talent?
Listen to talents on the after disaster.
And go.
What? Wait, what?
What is
so
your talent?
So far, your talent is not shining through.
My talent is being boring on the phone.
You win, then.
B-U-Z-Z.
I can't think of any.
You don't have to think of it. You just do it naturally.
Oh.
Your time is up.
Hey, caller, what's your talent?
Hello?
Your time is up.
Hey there, caller, what's your talent?
That's the new name of the show, What's Your Talent?
Hey there, caller, what's your talent?
We'll skyrocket to the top of the charts. Are there charts?
Hey there, caller, what's your talent?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, Tyler, that was premature.
Maybe he was giving her a vibrator noise to turn her on.
What's your talent there, caller?
I don't know. I wanted to tell you guys something.
Got it.
All right. As long as it's sensual.
Got it.
The salt and sea was on my microbiology lab final.
What was?
The salt and sea.
What was the question? What was the worst?
It said, did the after disaster actually go to the salt and sea?
No.
Where can you score some crystal methamphetamine? The salt and sea.
It was like, what kind of organisms are found in the salt and sea?
Botulism.
Like that.
And you're like multiple? And they're like,
botulism,
not orgasms, organisms.
You failed then.
Yeah.
You failed miserably.
Did it make you want to go? Did it make you want to go out there?
Kind of.
Did you tell your teacher about us?
No, but I really wanted to.
You should have.
Yeah, you totally should have. You should have made her listen to an episode.
Give them the Salt and Sea episode and say, this is why I knew the answer.
You totally should. This is a science podcast I listen to.
Slide it to her.
I learned 3 things from this show. You can break your arm fisting, Salt and Sea, and 3 dudes drunk in downtown L.A. It's not entertaining.
It's so educational.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
I think that might be her name, Tyler.
What?
Is this the Rebecca that used to date Mike that he tells lots of stories about?
No.
No, not that Rebecca.
She Do you like probably... how Tyler finds a new drop and can't stop playing it?
I will burn it into the ground.
This drop could be a lot of things. It could be rejecting people. It could be a vibrator. It could be an electrocution.
Getting a buzz cut.
Rebecca 80 on the message boards. He says that he watched Irreversible and then he tells me to fuck off before that. And he also goes on to say that he can't have gay sex nor normal anal sex with a woman again because of that movie. What do you think about that?
Why would he? Oh. So that he's bisexual.
I think he's being clever.
I think girls that are bisexual don't trouble me at all, but men who are bisexual do.
Well, because men who are, and this is very controversial, but men who are bisexual, I think, are gay. I don't think that they're bisexual. I think that they try and go to the...
But if you're gay, how can you...
Wouldn't having sex with a woman be sort of repulsive to you? Women can look at women and see that they're beautiful. Like,
yeah.
Talked about this? Like, every species has, like, an attractive...
Yeah.
This a lot of the time, just ignorant already, and
the
we're
male
just going to go deeper.
No, it's not ignorant. It's real. Like birds, like
rock solid hot compared.
I believe
to the
it's real.
Platypus.
I'm just saying us handling it.
No, I can handle it.
Extremely ignorant.
I believe in Darwin.
Female turtles are hot.
I believe in Darwin. I used to work for Jacques Cousteau.
What was that? The thing you're going to yell during sex?
No, I don't remember what.
What was it?
You were going to yell Darwin to what? Celebrate life and natural selection.
Somebody said that every time you have sex, it should be a celebration of life. And we do not quite agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No.
I think it should be a celebration of companionship, being close to somebody.
It's a celebration of getting your nut.
Being accepted.
Dropping loads in chodes.
Tyler.
What's a chode?
That's a vagina.
Oh, really?
That's where you put the man juice.
Chode is not a vagina.
Chode's not a vagina. I think it's like
Tyler,
your balls or something.
Chode is not a vagina.
It's, you know, you can use it if that way if you want to.
Isn't a chode when you mash your penis and your balls together?
What were we talking about right before the...
some kind of adhesive?
About how we're attracted to chodes, and that's natural.
Oh, no.
Every species is attracted
species
to chodes.
Every species has, like, sometimes it's the male. A lot of the time it's the male that's the attractive one. And humans, obviously, it's the female. Yeah. And so anyone can see it, unless you're looking at Bieber. But he looks like a girl.
Right,
even like pretty guys look like girls.
Let's go do some more listener talk.
You know what I like about women? How soft their breasts are.
Yeah. Rebecca.
Amen.
Rebecca.
I like when they let me find out how soft they are.
That's
better.
Yeah, me too.
Any other question?
Even if they're like sandpaper, I'd be like, thanks for letting me touch them.
Actually, you never had a question at all.
What?
Rebecca.
Yes.
How do you spell your name?
R-E-B-C-A.
E-C-C-A.
Sorry, that's the wrong answer. Hey, Carter, what's your talent? God damn it, we're a morning show. What's your talent? Goodbye, Rebecca. Goodbye. Thank you so much for calling. What's your talent?
I up to 20 feet in the air.
What?
What?
Could fly.
Are you crying?
You could do what up in 20 feet in the air?
Fly.
You can fly?
Your time is up.
You can fly 20 feet in the air?
You win, then.
Yeah.
I guess we'll take your word for it.
Tyler, I will... Tyler?
If you could really fly...
Could you please explain what you're talking about, caller?
Does Rune still need a job?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you got for him?
Is
he going to be your landing pad?
To clean my room.
Who is this?
How much?
Tyler.
I'm doing what all the listeners are doing right now.
I want to figure out what this person's deal is. What's your deal, person?
What's your deal, then? What's your deal?
You want to make a deal?
Me?
I need 3 bobby pins and 2 clothespins.
Hey, Bobby.
And a button.
I need a concert ticket stub.
I'll give you $600 if you have that now. I have the cash.
2 ballpoint pen caps.
First person down to the studio with 3 bobby pins, an old man's leg, and 5 Indian Chinese people gets $28.
I used to love that show when I was a kid.
It was pretty fun.
They pull people out of the audience, and he'd just walk in the audience and go, do you have a bottle cap, a pen, and a piece of paper?
And it was always during the credits. It was at the end.
And then,
people just come with bags of shit. It was called Let's Make a Deal.
Yes. Monty Hall.
Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, it was a good show, man.
Oh, I cried watching SNL this week. Cried.
Which part?
Kristen Wiig leaving.
I didn't see it. But I do love Kristen Wiig.
She's gone.
We'll still see her. She's going to do other stuff. But
not SNL.
The thing about Kristen Wiig is I love her character on SNL, and I think she's very funny. But she's also beautiful, and you don't realize that because she's always doing that goofy character.
Yeah,
In that Drew Barrymore movie that Drew Barrymore directed about the roller skate, about the
rollerball,
roller derby chicks. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig is in that, and you wouldn't recognize Kristen Wiig because she's incredibly beautiful.
I didn't see it because Juno's in it. But actually, you know what? I went to roller derby a couple times, and then I realized that I was surrounded by hipsters. Surrounded.
We should go.
So I stopped going. But
it's pretty tight.
The last time I went, guess who I saw? They're scouting.
You and me, buddy. We were there.
Drew Barrymore.
We were there. So thanks for including me.
I used to be in love with Drew Barrymore.
What's the name of that? I kissed her. What's the name of that movie?
I can't remember.
Roller Sluts.
No.
Bloods on Wheels.
Bloods on Wheels.
Derby,
that movie was pretty good for like, it was pretty good. I liked it. Kristen Wiig is great.
Derby my Furby.
All right, Jillian and I are not an old married couple yet. We're going to be eventually. Mm-hmm. But here's how I know we're not. How would I get a no already? You'd be the worst teacher ever. Bailey, do you know the answer? And before, yeah. So, you know when you.
Why would your teacher call you Billy?
Because they get a buzzer. Let's not talk about dementia when I just hung out with my dad all week because my mom's out of town.
Hey, don't dimension it.
And I took him out numerous times. And my mom got home today and I called her up. I'm like, hey, mom, how you doing? She said, I said, welcome back. Because I can't really talk to her when she's in Canada because it costs like $3 a minute or whatever.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Who can afford that? Because
those damn sharks are eating, nibbling on the cords.
Could be. There's no ocean, though, in between us.
There's lakes.
So I say, hey, mom, welcome back. How's dad? She goes, hey, he's good. Who is this buddy he keeps talking about?
Oh, no.
I'm
like, oh,
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
Me, Mom. He thinks that I'm his buddy. He doesn't know that I'm his son anymore. It's fucked.
Wow. That's intense. I don't like it. Thanks for bringing the show down.
I'm sorry, guys. But it was nice. You know what? Here's where there's always a silver lining. When I'd always try and be like his friend when I was like, you know, early,
now you
like late teens, early 20s. I'd be like, Dad, can't we just be like, I'm at the time of my life now. I'm independent. Can't we just like hang out and be buddies? I'll always be your father because he's always telling me what to do. And like, he looks at me and he thinks I'm like a 5-year-old kid. And I'm like, Dad, can't we just be buddies? And my mom would chime in and go, yeah, Dad.
He gets you a T-ball set for Christmas.
A lot of people, like, you know, at this time, they're like, they're friends. Like, and, you know, the sons become friends with the dad. No, I'll always be the father. I'll always. And,
not me.
So I know. I don't think that you're the father when the kids are young. But long story short, now that he thinks I am his buddy, he's great. He doesn't tell me what to do. He's not fucking, you know, nagging.
He's like, let's get some chicks, man.
Kinda.
And you try to set him up with your mom, and he's like, what the fuck, dude? I want someone young.
So do you remember when you used to drink a lot, Mikey?
Yeah.
And
I remember 5 months ago.
And then like the next night, if you weren't drinking, you'd have like a sweet tooth because it's almost like a craving for that.
I never had a next night that I wasn't drinking.
That's true.
But yeah,
Tyler, you know what I'm talking
about? I get it. I did it after I quit drinking. It was just jamming candy in my mouth at all hours. Still do it.
So I got pretty loaded.
Wait, are you talking about sweets actually? Or are you saying
you have a sugar craving because there's so much sugar in the not
more
while drunk. I'm talking about like you're drunk one night, the next night you're not drunk.
I've never noticed my inclinations toward food the next day.
I get it. I do have that. I woke up at like 2 a.m.
Sunday morning.
Did you go to like 7-Eleven and get something?
No, I went in the kitchen. All we had was sweet was some Cocoa Puffs. So I poured them in a bowl, poured some milk in there, and the lights were all on.
Shimmy,
and
shimmy,
I was in there naked, stark naked in my kitchen eating
Cocoa
Puffs.
Oh, dear.
And then I hear someone snickering behind me, and I turn around, and Jillian's standing there looking at me, and I was horribly ashamed, horrified.
Your saggy buffalo butt was just chilling kitchen with your
not a nice
ham
thing
fist
saggy
just
buffalo
cramming
butt.
Cocoa Puffs in your
that?
Mouth.
Not, I was using a spoon.
With your snake arm.
Oh, was
Cocoa Puffs
Tyler,
sounds painting good.
Quite
that
the picture.
Goddamn good right
but that's
now.
How I kind of liked it because that's how I knew that you know we're not an old married couple. Like if I just turn around, I'm like, hey, what's up? The fuck you doing up? Slut?
Did you tell her you didn't want to put clothes on because you'd start making them dirty already?
I immediately screamed like a girl and started covering all the parts, all my pink parts.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing, honey? Go back to bed. Stop looking at me. I'm so ashamed.
I think give or take a little bit of a tan, my body's pretty much the same.
What was she doing?
The same color.
Oh, pink all around.
Well, my penis just, isn't pink.
She came out to see what I was doing.
Same color as my regular skin.
Was she stark naked?
No. Stop it.
What? I just wanted to.
Stop it.
You know?
I just thought there was going to be a good
complete
sex story.
Picture.
No, there's no Cocoa Puff sex.
So you know
why
we're
not?
Old married couple because we're doing it on the
kitchen
counter.
You got to shimmy those Cocoa Puffs. Give
it
to me now.
Try
to tell you. Because a fun little nice story.
I like it.
You made it all dirty.
I like it.
Gross.
I'm craving Cocoa Puffs now.
I'm craving naked Anderson in my kitchen.
Me too. Can you reenact that for us in the kitchen here at Loveline? I mean, at Westwood, wherever we're at.
That'd be a good video.
I would like to get some...
listener talents?
Captain... what's it called, that cereal?
Captain Tennille?
Yeah, Captain...
Captain Morgan Crunch?
Captain Crunch, man, it's so good.
Crunchberries.
Crunchberries are good. Captain Crunch is good. Lucky Charms was fantastic.
Lucky Charms really good.
Oh, so good.
Okay. You guys like to talk about food, and that bores me.
Should we do something with the listeners before they're gone? There's 9 more minutes of listeners.
No, they can all stay on hold.
Well, no, let's talk to these ones, get rid of them, and we'll have one last fresh batch to go to.
I don't like how you say get rid of them, Tyler. It's offensive to everyone involved.
Why? A lot of them deserve getting rid of.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
What was that?
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
I'm on a drug. I'm on a drug. I'm on a drug. Kill Rip Phoenix.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
How are you?
Good. So craps is my talent.
What is your talent?
Craps. Playing craps.
Oh, yeah? Do not pass?
Roll them bones, brother.
Or pass. Yo, 11. How do you play?
YOLO.
The cum, I play?
The cum part is the one part that freaks me out.
How
hard six.
Wow. How do you try and make the point? Do you not pass? What do you do?
No, I do the point.
Do you?
I don't like the point. You bet on the point, or you try and throw the point?
I wish I knew how to play craps. I think it's the greatest gambling.
There's this one corner of the table where it's do not pass. Where, you know what? Everyone's cheering.
Do not pabs.
Craps is like one of the greatest social games because everyone's cheering together.
Absolutely.
Me and my dickhead friend, who's going to be at my party.
Don't be that asshole.
He's 6. Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally that asshole. He's 6'5", and he's in the Air Force, and he's a dick like I am.
Does he hit his head on the roof of the plane?
He's very large. He flies a giant C-130.
I'm my own stupid comment. I just picture him in there.
He flies. They put him in a giant C-130s. Like, that's the only thing that they would let him fly, really. But we would go to Vegas, and we'd always play the do not pass. And you're supposed to, like.
So when everyone else is sad, you guys are like, yeah.
Yeah. We're
so you're betting against the majority.
We're betting against everyone, yeah. So every time anyone craps out, we win. We get really stoked. And
or vice versa.
You're supposed to be real quiet in the corner. And that's like kind of like the unspoken rule, but he and I never do. I love being obnoxious when I'm with him because he's scary. Alex Poopich. Yeah.
What? Poopich?
That's his name.
That is
I remember I was with him. We were signing in and we were going
Poopich,
to the gym together.
Poopich.
And that sounds gay, I know. But he was like my guest, so we had to give the guy behind the counter his name. He's like, my name's Alex. What's your last name? Poopich. And the guy's like, oh, really? You ever think about changing it? And Alex just looked at him. He just looked at him.
That's risky to drop on the person you just
scratch.
Met.
The guy immediately stopped laughing. All right, so...
How are you talented at craps?
Yeah, how much money have you made on craps?
I don't know. It's easy for me to play, so I play it.
Yeah, you throw two little things.
You know what else is easy? It's penny slots. Thanks for calling, man.
Take care.
Hey, you're on After Disaster. How are you?
Phew. Is this a cat?
I like the people calling up with talents that they can't demonstrate over the air.
I think
they
can't speak. I think a kitty cat just called.
What's your talent there?
Meow. I catch mice.
Popular with people, but more popular with cats. It's the After Disaster.
I'm the number one viewed thing on YouTube.
What's your talent there, Missy?
Whirling in circles.
Rolling in circles.
Whirling in circles.
Whirling in circles?
Like a train to win.
I think you belong in a mental institution.
Anyone get the Nell reference there, guys?
No.
Anyone?
What is it?
I never saw it. Jodie Foster?
No, but I like Jodie Foster.
Like a train to win.
I think Jodie Foster is incredibly attractive.
Hey, on the After Disaster. Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
Tyler's vagina.
That's your talent?
Yeah, that's my talent.
I don't get it. You know what your talent is not? It's adding to the problem. Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
I don't think this show's nearly as good as last week's show was.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? God damn. Tyler, why are you making us go to calls? I'm just going to talk.
It's enjoyable.
So, Michael. Have you heard anything about this? You know the Sons of Anarchy, that motorcycle show?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. People seem to like it.
Yeah, I've heard.
And
I've
know there was some controversy behind the scenes where some real gang was claiming that they stole the idea and stuff.
That real gang? And they're like actually very angry, I guess. And that, part of it's probably for publicity, but there's like some real threats going on back and forth. And I could see this potentially turning into real-life violence. The real gang talking shit to the actual actors, and the actors are trying to act all tough because they're actors, so they think they're tough.
If I was on that show and a real gang was threatening me, I'd think twice.
You want to talk shit about that real gang?
I probably would, but I'm an idiot.
Would you talk shit about them like in public or on a public forum, perhaps?
What are you leading up to?
The gang that...
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Do not tell me.
The gang that this is all swirling about, it's actually more of a club, and their name is Laughing Devils. Yeah. LDC.
Yeah, why did that come up on
this?
Anderson was talking major shit.
No, Mike was talking even more, because we're going to name our gang the
laughing at the Laughing Devils.
Laughing
club.
At the Laughing Devils, and our logo is going to be like pointing at their logo and laughing.
So as of right now, are we in the clear, or did something come up?
Nothing's come up. We're in the clear.
The LDC declares war on the Sons of Anarchy set and the AD.
Here's the best part, though, Mike. Where are the Laughing Devils? Where are they located? Where's home base?
It's got to be Culver City.
No, it's not quite that bad. San Diego.
That's
your home turf.
Oh, man. This is
and you're somewhat recognizable. So
this
everyone,
is going to be rough.
Don't anybody tweet to any of the Laughing Devils people about Mike or I or Tyler.
They probably weren't going to until you just mentioned it.
They are a bunch of tools, though. I mean,
of course they are. Of course they are.
That show, which they
guys, I think I hear motorcycles.
Discovery tricked me into watching it because I love Deadly Sketch so much, and they had like little.
The whole motorcycle gang thing is just gay.
Oh my god!
Don't you think,
guys? It's fine. Reggie's out there.
Hey, let's all put on leather vests and drive around on our bikes and act like you know.
Oh, can we be in a gang called the Pabs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it stand for?
It's going to be really embarrassing when we pull up to other games.
Power
like, what does
and
that
bitches.
Pussy-ass bitches. See you later. We drive away. We have mufflers on our motorcycles because we're pussy-ass bitches. Our motorcycles are
quiet.
We
pound all bitches.
Yeah, pound them.
Our thing is we just beat women.
We just go over and repair
their cock beatings.
We fix their meth labs. That's all we do.
I regret saying
we don't sell meth and we don't do things. When they beat their wife, we come over and apply makeup so the cops won't notice.
Yeah, we clean it up.
Yeah.
We clean up the domestic abuse.
Bitches.
We clean up domestic abuse.
Yeah, we got a bar fight. We broke some chick's arm. We go over there and we talk her into not pressing charges.
And we set the arm. Not well, but we set it. And send her on her way.
Thanks for the disclaimer, not well. Because you know it wouldn't be well.
It sounds good, though, right? Like,
sounds
you could like speak at schools. Like,
sounds...
this man cleans up domestic abuse.
I heard a sad story, but he wasn't super. Oh, it was Bob Forrest. He stepped on his dog and broke its leg.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Did you hear about what happened in Burbank?
Burbanks.
What happened in Burbank?
A 101-year-old man was run over by a 90-year-old person driving a car.
Right.
That sounds very Florida.
That's a lot of miles.
Collision of the centuries.
That is.
Brum-tsh.
Tyler.
Sorry. Mike, did you see the new parent review?
No, I didn't. What was it?
I watched the first 3 minutes. I'm going to watch the rest of it.
I've got some clips from
it. Exceptionally uncomfortable.
I've got some clips from it.
Oh, is it really?
It is, kind of.
It's hilarious.
Parents, not fans. Not big fans.
I don't think they are either.
Not these fans. I mean, not these parents.
Well, thanks for rendering my audio completely useless.
We have some parents in the past that were fans.
You know what is most troubling to me is some parents, I'll even go with a lot of the parents, are probably going, how old are these guys, like 20? No, that dude.
Would you like to hear the parents?
That dude's as old as you.
I hope that we're now like that sophomoric, though, because that's not cool.
I took the time to edit these together, so we're going to play them.
And I apologize if I spoiled it for you, Tyler. Let's go ahead.
It's okay.
Hold on, I need to adjust my penis before we listen to this.
What do you guys know about podcasts?
I know nothing about podcasts.
Yeah, zero.
And have you heard of the After Disaster before?
No, I've never heard of the After Disaster.
Are you excited?
Interested. Interested in what it might be.
All right. So I can tell you guys are both excited. Let's get to it.
Can I set the scene a little bit?
Sure.
They're sitting in what looks like an extra cab truck, a pickup truck, in an empty parking lot, and it seems like Seattle to me for some reason.
No, they're waiting
for
a ferry because they're on vacation. They're waiting for a ferry to take them
Seattle?
Like an island or something like that. Maybe.
It looks very Seattle-ish to me. And if they're waiting for a ferry, it very well could be like Vancouver or Seattle. And so they're just sitting there. Okay, I'm glad to know that they are waiting for something. He didn't just take them out to a desolate parking lot to play them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that'd be weird.
That would be very odd.
Do you know how much of the show they listen to?
They listen to the Rave Raver's Delight episode.
And the entire thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, they broke it up in chunks. You'll find out.
All right.
That's why it's in clips.
Tyler, don't give me that look. Unless you're going to fuck me.
Woo. Yeah. Maybe if you play your cards right. Stud.
Play it.
All right. We're halfway through the episode. 15 minutes in or so. What do you guys think so far?
Honestly, I think this is the most bizarre shit I've ever listened to in my life.
I like it. I like that.
That's not bad.
It is just retarded.
Don't like that.
I can't even say retarded. That's politically incorrect.
It is.
But it's the most bizarre things I've ever... I can't even listen to it. It's just too much for me.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time. I can't even listen to any more of it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Can you use that as a tagline? It's a waste of time.
I can't even listen to it anymore. It's a waste of time.
Let's find out what Dad thinks about it.
Dad, do you have anything to add?
Other than the fact it's all went over top of my head and I can't...
I like that.
You start a storyline and... get halfway interested, then you're off to something else.
Yeah, we come back.
Therefore, I lose interest, so.
Do people actually get paid? Are these guys actually getting paid?
No, honey.
To just talk nonsense on the radio? This is bizarre. This is just too much for me.
Big fan of the word bizarre. She says like 20 times. Yeah,
she thinks we're like a UFO or something.
I like that she thinks it's bizarre. And you know what? Here's the sad truth. We could get paid, but we don't. Speaking of which, we're going to have a big summit meeting about t-shirts.
Summit.
About
the meeting on the summit.
We're going to get t-shirts.
Made me sleepy.
Wait, what'd she say? Made her sleepy?
I don't like that. I don't like putting old people to sleep.
It also made me sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the no-dose?
Ooh, need no-dose to enjoy our show.
After disaster, where's the no-dose?
My God.
Wait, but at one time he was saying like it was too much.
Yeah, it's over his head, and now he needs no-dose.
And now he's no-dose. So it's got to be one or the other. I guess maybe if you don't understand something, you get tired.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay.
So will you ever listen to the show again?
Never.
This is only halfway through.
Will you ever listen to a podcast again?
I will listen to a podcast, yes, but not this particular one.
Yeah, I might listen to a podcast but for a little bit.
Let's send them an autographed copy of Downtown Debacle.
We haven't killed their interest in podcasts, though, so that's good. There's like a glimmer of
hope.
But I believe this is now after they've heard the entire episode. That was an interlude where he said, are you still interested in podcasts? And then he still made them listen to the rest of the episode.
These guys have way more balls than I would ever have with my parents.
Can you imagine? I would just be sitting there sweating, staring at my parents listening.
I want to play.
My dad doesn't know I do that. I wouldn't tell. No.
It's only a matter of time until my dad types my name into the internet and finds out that I do a podcast.
I think that, too. I think someday my dad's going to be like, what the hell are these videos?
Son, why were you talking about pounding people with your cocks?
Sorry, you saw your dad's history and it said naked Tyler White. In this history.
Oh, man.
Would you be upset by that? Does that upset you?
What if you looked at your dad's history and it said naked buddy?
Your dad pulls you aside. Listen, buddy. I've always had a thing for dudes like you.
You know that's
I've never acted on it. Oh, that's the worst ever. Your dad has Alzheimer's. And
he doesn't have Alzheimer's.
I'm saying, like, it's a good movie plot. The father son, they reconcile after all these years of having a damaged, difficult relationship. And the dad is losing his mind, and he comes out of the closet to the kid, like, I've always had these gay feelings.
That's so awful.
And you're my buddy, and you really turn me on, man. There's something about you. There's something about you I see myself in.
That is.
And I want to see myself in you.
So
that can be the tagline for that. But
I want to see myself in you. That's good.
And then the son slips and hits his head in the shower and falls in love with the dad.
This is very Todd Solondz. I like it.
And they adopt a kid and they become the spokespeople for
gay. Can the kid be black?
Yes, but they become the official spokespeople through a series of mishaps and paper problems for gays adopting.
And then, like the president of that board, or like you know that
they
cause,
find out,
they find
but
out,
they have
but
to
they gotta, hush, hush, hush.
Yeah, because they're already on billboards across the country.
Yeah, yeah,
they're everywhere.
Everybody loves them.
Devastating.
Yep, I call it. I see myself in you. I like it.
Oh, that's not bad actually.
Let's shoot it.
No,
because it's a double entendre.
Like father likes son.
That's good too. Dr. Drew can play the dad.
Oh, now you're gonna be shooting for the son.
Reggie's the son. They adopt a 50-year-old African-American man.
Make it official. Reggie's a fucking dick, and I don't like him.
How come?
I don't like Reggie. Because he got my favorite guard fired.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a dick. And I found out why he got him fired tonight.
Because he's jealous?
Reggie gets here 10 minutes early every night to go into the bathroom.
Is that on in there, by the way?
I don't know. I don't care. I want him to hear this. Fuck him. Our favorite guard. The nicest fucking guy ever. He's the guy that lost his dad and...
Mm-hmm.
His mom was dying of cancer, too, and then he found out his girlfriend of 9 years was cheating on him in his house. The sweetest, nicest guy. And you know, he looks you in the eye when he talks. Just a quality human being. And Reggie did not like him. I don't know why. I'm not exactly sure why, but he tried to fire him once and then was told that he couldn't. And then six months later got his way because Reggie gets here 10 minutes early, and I guess the guy, Michael, had something to take care of, so he left after Reggie got here. Sometimes, you know, people, there's overlap and shift, and you can take off. There's always a guard here. And Reggie found out that he left. And he said, you can't leave your post. You're fired. Can't leave your post.
That doesn't make any sense, leaving your post, because many times I pull up here and there's no one posted.
Oh, and plus, Reggie's asleep in his goddamn car most of the time. It's fucking annoying as hell.
The new security guard seems nice.
She's cool. I like her. I was bitching everything I just said to you. I was saying to her earlier tonight. And then I'm like, She's
watch
the new
your back.
She's the new lady, though, so I'm kind of bitching about her being here now.
What if Reggie falls in love with her?
I think he is. He was all goofy yesterday. He was like in a really goofy mood.
You need to
when he was training her.
Share everyone your white people problem that you had with her the other night.
I don't remember.
You had a white people problem.
Hey, you know what's funny is
there was a robbery in the neighborhood.
Oh.
Hey, if Reggie and her had an affair, you know what's funny about this? If Reggie and her had an affair, that's two security guards having an affair. That apartment's not any safer than any other apartment. Isn't that weird? Like if two cops are fucking.
Yeah, you know that's
you don't want
safe.
To break into that place. Yeah. Yeah.
And if Reggie and her, I would break into that apartment still if I needed some cash. Yep. Yeah.
And so, I need cash now.
You think they have any cash?
Break
should I tell
Reggie's.
The story? I shouldn't tell that story.
Why?
What she said last night?
That's funny.
All right, because I don't know which version. Tell it how it happened.
What?
Really?
What do you mean which version? How many versions are there?
Well, I mean, there's like the...
There's the racist version?
Yeah. She was racist, and I didn't know how to react because she's black, and she was being black racist.
Yeah.
Like what? Racist towards white
right,
people?
This isn't a big deal. You're making
a
way bigger
thing. We have a halfway house across the street. We've talked about it a few times
but
here.
It's the whole way across the street.
What?
Just clearing that up for people.
It's a very dicey, they call it the Fleabag Motel, and it's probably like, you know, $20 a night or maybe like. Yep.
Stanley likes to run into it, which is fun.
Yeah, it's awful. And the studio here is located on Dead End Street, and it's all like industrial.
Just
for
give
most
everyone
part,
the address.
Except for one, like this place, that it's all people on SSI, and none of them have jobs. They're all addicts.
They're Nazis?
And
SSI Miami.
It's like a really, it's just a little box, right? And there's probably, I don't know.
It looks really hot. I don't think there's any air conditioning. It looks so sweaty.
There's probably like 12 like studio apartments in there. And there's nothing cool or old and fun and unique about that. A lot of times studio apartments are
ironically, they're in a nice neighborhood.
Not a bad neighborhood. It used to be awful.
But it's nice now.
But now it's decent, yeah. But anyway,
wish I lived in this neighborhood.
Shit goes on in that little box over there. And just last night, we had like probably 10 cops out in front of it and an ambulance. And I asked the new security guard, I'm like, what's happening? She goes, this old couple got robbed. And got beat up and robbed, and the guy stayed in there, and they got him now though. And she said he was a black guy with a bald head, and she what did I tell you? She said.
You said I don't know. You said that she said I don't know. It was probably a black guy.
Yeah. It was before we saw the guy. And
wait a
before they got
kicked the shit out of that story. Jesus Christ!
I was asking what happened. It was before the cops had just got there. She's like, it's probably a black guy. I'm telling you that much. It's probably a black guy. And I'm thinking, oh, well, how do I respond to that?
Sanderson just stood there like a stone. Like, not know what
nope,
to do.
Nope. I'm sure it's a white guy.
I was just quiet. And then when I went out there the next time,
and I
they
walked out, I'm
him.
Like, it's definitely an Italian.
And I asked if they got him. She said, yep.
And Tyler's like,
out.
Engine.
Bald
Indian
black guy.
Did that. Yeah. Bald? Was he naturally balding or did he shave his head?
I didn't see him. He was in the back of the car already.
He was trying to use Just for Mangel, but no one could tell.
I saw the beat up old couple. And they were
they beat up?
Yeah, like the guys. I mean, they were both alcoholics. So it's kind of hard to tell, you know, because they had alcoholic face and it was dark. But it was like alcoholics. It's kind of hard to tell, like, right.
What color were they?
They're white.
Hmm.
That's a hate crime. That was a hate crime.
That is super uncomfortable, by the way.
It was very uncomfortable.
Mike, this last Sunday, I was at some tryouts. Lauren's trying out for a fast pitch softball team.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sure you were there hanging out just to watch your wife.
Yes. I was hanging out in the stands while they're doing tryouts, and I was seated next to a nice young black man about my age. And his girlfriend was also trying out, and she was like a slender Latina lady.
Mm-hmm.
And about halfway through the tryouts, this other lady shows up, like a mom, to see like one of her daughters who was like just out of high school and playing before college or whatever. And this large African-American lady comes up to the plate and actually hits a little ground ball single off of Lauren, who's pitching in the middle of the scrimmage, and the girl gets on second base or whatever. This mom lady, who's now standing between me and my black friend, she's not really my friend, but whatever, she turns to me and she goes, oh, is that your girl?
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, nah. And then she just kind of like, it's like, it just kind of slinked away, and I was just inside dying.
That's fine, though. Come on.
What?
It's fine.
Oh, there's one black man here, and there's a black girl out there. That's
that
probably
his
girlfriend.
Yeah, why not?
It sort of makes sense.
You don't say it.
Maybe not. It's kind of, you know what? It's as bad as seeing a fat lady and asking her how long she has till she's pregnant. You jump to conclusions, and you get in trouble.
How long before your arms give birth?
How long before she gives birth? Remember what we're going to talk about?
I still got a couple more clips.
No.
Oh, you have more clips?
I'm still thinking about that motorcycle gang that's going to mow me down when I'm trucking it back down Robertson Boulevard to my stupid apartment.
Nobody messes with Naked Buddy. That's your biker name.
Naked Buddy. Play the next clip. Let's hear the parents. There's the halfway
second
through.
Second segment of this disastrous endeavor.
She got the name right.
Was bad, quote unquote, rave music. Yeah, not really any music at all. Can't stand it. That's basically all I've got to say about it. Because again, the whole show is nonsense. And that's all.
Now she's getting angry about it.
She really does not like us that much.
Well, now that I know she doesn't like music at all, that I don't care what she thinks.
Then,
well.
That woman would be a bad person to have at Roger Waters.
Laughed once or twice.
Hey!
Something was funny.
Hey.
But other than that, biggest waste of time since, I don't know what.
I get the sense.
Yeah. Waste of time. That is all there. Yeah, it's a waste of time.
I get the sense that Dad's a little whipped.
I admire this guy for playing this for his parents.
If she liked it, I think Dad would have liked it too.
Considering the show is called The After Disaster, how do you think it lived up to its name?
Well, I'd like to know after what disaster. The title is misleading.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
The show itself is a disaster, yes. Yeah.
Or is it after the disaster we get to do something fun?
Oh, that's fantastic.
I hope you took him out for ice cream.
I'm going to be completely honest with you guys right now and admit that this is bumming me out big time.
Why?
I don't know, because I'd like the show to be entertaining, and I'd like people.
Dude, we're not going to entertain.
I know,
plus.
But I know, but that's kind of bums me out.
Well, Mike is trying to entertain his peer group, you know.
Hey, if you want to do like nightly news and shit, I mean, we can really slow it down, and we can talk about like safety and stay in your homes tomorrow because the smog is going to be bad.
Is it really?
They would tune into that.
Is the smog going to be bad?
No, it's tomorrow.
Going
to be nice.
I isolated my favorite noise from the entire thing, which is the dad kind of like. Realizing it's his turn to talk.
What do you guys know about podcasts?
Great. Fantastic. You're way to go. That was awesome.
We're living up to your name.
That was fantastic.
Ruining everything.
This isn't worth it at all. It's just for this. He goes, blip. That's it. That's it.
That was kind of a letdown, but.
Thanks, Tyler.
He makes a funny noise.
That was a hilarious comment the dad said. That was pretty great.
So we have a plan. It's not ever well thought out plan. But Tyler mentioned it, and I mentioned it to Mike. And,
we're all
doing a show at your party.
We've all spoken independently to one another, but not all three as a group about what we're going to do. Kind of inspired by Workaholics.
Oh, getting our own TV show.
We're gonna go dark.
No, I don't think we should go dark.
We gotta use every single moment of resources and time that we have.
You really think at midnight we're gonna start shooting this
thing? Absolutely. And we're going to
shoot. How does Mike know about this?
We're going to shoot a sitcom.
You told him my idea?
Yeah. Told him it was your idea. Settle down,
I loved
boy.
It.
No, why are you sharing it with the audience? Now they're going to go out and do it, and then they're going to claim that we did it, and we stole
it. Well, because Anderson thinks we need to take 6 weeks off to do it. But
no, I was joking. Well, that was Tyler's thing. He's like, we go dark for 6 weeks.
We
don't explain
like
to anyone, and we come back with a sitcom.
Here's what happens if we go dark for 6 weeks. We have no listeners when
we come
back.
Of course not. Well, might have five. But no, we don't have to go dark. That was Tyler's thing. It's like, we just, without an explanation, we're just gone for 6 weeks. And then all of a sudden, we come on and we go, check out YouTube.
And how do we let
people
know?
Fully produced half-hour sitcom.
22 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we're going to buy billboards.
We're going to have advertising it, though.
We're going to buy advertisement on Loveline.
Good move.
Tune in to the wacky hijinks of three crazy guys. There's Naked Buddy, Old Keith, and Young Pab.
Young Pab.
Naked Buddy, Old Keith.
I don't like Naked Buddy at all.
I don't like Old Keith.
It reminds me of my dad thinking that I'm his friend, which is...
We should do it.
And wanting to see his friend naked.
We could... I don't want to say what I'm going to... I'm not going to say, but... Like, I could think of all the stereotypical stuff that comes up on the show that's embellished and not true at all. And we could just play that up.
What do you lie about?
No, I'm just saying, like, you open the door to my room and there's like 30
kids. And your penis is like trailing out into the hallway?
There's 30. Are we just play up to our stereotypes?
That's what I mean.
It's like when you're a kid, when you clean your room, you just throw everything in the closet. You open Mike's closet, just kids tumbling out.
I'm like hungry and I'm like, all right, guys, you want to get something to eat? And I start immediately disrobing.
Heading for the kitchen.
It's nonstop close-ups of your ass.
And you say, Cocoa Puffs?
Falling.
I think we should do this.
I think so too.
Hire Rune to be the.
I fell out of
I lost interest too.
I didn't say what we're going to hire him for.
Firebarf can do this at the score. Oh, Firebarf can do the open!
You not do that. Nah.
That
Oh, what it'd be great with a totally cheesy, like, late 80s, early 90s, like, montage kind of intro, you know, where absolutely. We, like, turn to the camera and smile.
Of course.
I love that because they always, like, they're interacting with the character as if they're in the show, then they're...
You know what? Camera. I feel like that's been done too much, though. You know what? I mean? I think that that's been done too much. So, like, it's been done too much.
So we don't need to do, like, a serious intro?
Yeah, we got to do a 100% serious.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, not that serious.
Oh.
Okay, we'll figure this out. We'll figure it out.
How serious are we going with it?
We're going really. It's going to be a drama. I'm stressed out. It's going to be a drama. It's going to lay knowledge down.
Well, it's going to be a drama? It should be a crime procedural.
And it opens up with you taking off your clothes and looking in the empty box of Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, no. Who did it?
Where'd they go?
Who took the Cocoa Puffs?
Yep. And then
You throw the box. Couldn't be.
You throw the box to the ground. We go to a commercial, come back, and there's like 30 cops in your living room, and there's a chalk outline of the
box. And the security guard's outside saying it was probably a black guy.
Yep.
And then there's a children crying in the corner holding
That's the running joke through the entire show is every person goes, probably a black guy.
Anderson's dad pops his head in the window. I heard a naked body was in here.
The Jim Rockford character comes pulling up, probably a black guy.
Who?
Hey, what do you think of our idea to have a sitcom?
Hello?
Hey. You're on the
What up?
I like our focus group.
What do you think of our idea to have
before
a sitcom?
Before I yelled, I liked him. Now I don't.
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. Anderson.
Yo,
I want to say thank you so much for recommending that pinball documentary.
Yeah, it's good, huh? Special one lit.
It was wicked. I bought a pinball machine because of it.
Really? You already bought one? They're like $100.
Which one?
Yeah, I sent you a tweet, but you didn't tweet.
They're like $100. They're like $5,000.
No, they don't. I'm sorry, man. I haven't been on Twitter in a long time. I'm ignoring anyone on Twitter.
It's all good. Yeah, no, it's sweet. It's a 79 Williams Tri-Zone. It's badass.
How did you get for $100?
No, not for $100. Oh. I bought it for $670.
Where'd you get it?
Kijiji. It's like eBay classifieds for you guys.
Oh, I gotta get a pinball machine.
Do you think we should have...
You do, Mike. It's wicked.
Do you think we should have a sitcom or a pinball machine or both?
Oh, the After Disaster pinball machine!
Oh, this is the best!
Hold on a second.
We'll sell zero of them.
Can the sitcom be about us trying to make a pinball machine?
Oh.
How about birds, Tyler. Two birds!
Can it be about a pinball machine that wants a sitcom?
No.
Nah, that's
We're each a pinball machine.
It's going too far.
Trying to animate ourselves.
No, that's going to...
how about, if the pilot episode, or as I like to call it, the only episode, why don't we...
the episode.
Why don't we make that about the... how the
It's the season premiere and series finale.
Why don't
finale.
We make that an embellished version of how the After Disaster started?
Well, we can't show you guys giving head to Max.
We can't? Both of us on our knees behind Max's desk? Can we do a podcast? As soon as he comes. You guys can do whatever
you want. It's not sophomoric. This show is not sophomoric.
He's like, come back tomorrow. We'll talk about snacks.
Can someone listen to every episode and please average out how many times we talk about sucking tongs on this
show? Don't, do we?
I don't think we do, but...
I don't think we do.
We talk about it a lot.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like that show.
I don't like that either because of the fact that none of us have done that. Well...
Suck the dong?
Maybe we have.
Suck the dong.
All right, let's say goodnight. Woo! We have called this. Hey, you're the After Disaster.
I have a dog sucking story to tell you after the show's over.
A dog sucking story?
What?
Terrible.
That's not mine. It's someone else's.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. You're obviously not a mother.
Mother.
Hello?
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Hello?
Hello? I'll be working out.
There's
and going
the dick
to
now.
Comic-Con.
You can't hear me, but I'm waving.
What if you can? Tyler's got the speakers cranked up.
Yeah.
That'll be a good scene in the sitcom.
That would be good. Reggie
where do we live in this sitcom, by the way?
Oh, Gary Coleman's dead. Who's going to play Reggie?
We should get a really handsome actor to play Reggie.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
Let's make Dr. Drew an African-American. Marcus plays Dr. Drew.
Hello, you're on the After Disaster. Hello.
This guy's just listening. He's just listening to the show. He's not
breathing.
I like the instant feedback.
Is it a guy or a girl? Because I need to know if I should let that breathing turn me on.
I think it's a guy. I thought it was a girl.
Hello? Hello?
All right, let's all be quiet.
Just in case they're Asian, I said hello. They answer. Hi, whoever's breathing too heavy into your phone. Let me give the ladies a tip. When you're making love to your man and you're about to have an orgasm,
call somebody.
Just heavy breathing works. You don't need to make any squealy noises.
You're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Mike likes his ladies quiet and husky.
I just like breathing.
Love you.
What?
Good night.
Good night?
Wait. He didn't even say anything.
We just put you on.
Why are you saying good night?
Hello?
Did the thing switch over and they can't? They don't know that they're on?
I don't know. It might have switched over. It switches over on its own. It's got a mind.
I think she said
own.
She loves us.
She did. I heard I love you.
I heard that too.
You just made the sitcom.
That was her boyfriend leaving the room. Let me go check.
You just made the sitcom.
What?
Every call
sitcom.
Every call is just people telling us how great we are. We make this. Hey, the sitcom can be about the show that we envision in our heads is really happening.
And then at the very end, it cuts away, and it's just three guys standing around a cardboard box in an alley.
Yep. Tears running down our faces like that Indian from the litter commercial.
Well, what the hell?
What the hell?
Callers, you blow. Dear callers.
There you go. He's making a blowjob reference again.
No, that wasn't a blowjob reference.
You blow.
Yeah, like you're blow hot air up my culo.
Tyler, we're not that show. You know what? It always starts with Tyler being
sophomore. Let's start a new clean.
Why is it always
show?
Sophomore? Why isn't it a freshman orc or a junior orc?
Sophomores are pabs. They think they're cool because they're not freshmen anymore, but they suck.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
What do you think of the idea of a pinball-themed After Disaster sitcom?
Yeah, the sitcom's perfect. It sounds like Conan. You guys ever seen Conan O'Brien?
Conan the Barbarian?
Never heard of him.
Oh, come on.
Does not sound like Conan
you're
at all.
You're a pinball black guy.
How do we sound like a late-night talk show?
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, you guys do random stuff. He used to do a lot of stuff like that back
He wasn't random, though. That's a talk show.
No, okay. He's got a lot of randomness. So
yeah,
with the masturbating bear. Hey!
That was great.
Jinx, man.
Maybe this guy doesn't know what a sitcom is. Maybe that's his problem.
No, no.
It's a situation comedy, sir.
30-minute sitcom. Perfect.
22 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, once we put the commercials in.
You like how Tyler makes that like he's all like good and he just learned that like 5 minutes ago because he was saying 30-minute sitcom earlier tonight?
You are a piece of shit and I will not stand for it.
If we were doing this in the 70s, it would be an hour.
Hey, you got anything for us there,
Carl? Sitcom sounds
horrible. Yeah, commercials. Tyler does a lot of Barbersaw. I noticed that he does that. MLB, I think you watch the MLB Network.
Yes.
Yeah, all the time. You show it every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I think you should put that too.
What's that horrible song they play?
I hate that song.
Good Times Barbasol or something. It's like, oh, it's Good Shave America, Good Shave Barbasol. It's the worst song
okay,
ever.
Okay, you know what? They're a client. They're a sponsor.
Oh, sorry.
They don't sponsor this show. That's brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close shave. Close Shave America, Close
Good
Shave Barbasol.
Barbasol. All right, thanks, man. Thanks for bringing up Major League Baseball Network. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Maybe my intro to them, it scares them away.
This is Funky Cold Medina taking calls this late.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? And that was that. And you're on the After Disaster. You are the last hope.
Hey.
The last bastion.
Hey.
You're so disappointing
guys,
to Mike
what's going
right
on?
Now. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Toronto. I would call you the Robin Quivers. I would call Tyler the fucking Fred
wow.
Norris.
Wow.
And I would call Anderson the Howard Stern.
Howard Stern's a sellout. Fuck. I don't like that. No, thank
you. If you're trying to get on our sitcom, it's not
working. Yeah, and I'm the asshole whack packer or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you're a
but,
whack packer.
Dude, I love you guys. I listen all the time. I'm John from Boca. You know, I'm
Boca
the
Raton?
Guy who loves and hates you at the same time.
I had a feeling it was you.
Yeah, and there you go, Tyler, with your weird fucking sound effects.
Must you say fuck so often, caller?
He's giving me the business.
John.
That would be awesome.
Why do you live in the mouth?
Why do I live in the mouth?
The mouth of Raton.
Oh, Boca Raton. Yeah, I live in Florida because that's how it is. I had to be where my
How many illegitimate
is.
Children do you have, John?
Anderson, I'm sorry.
How many gators have you killed?
John, do you use Barbasol?
How many?
Have you thought about switching male shaving products?
How many kids do you not pay child support for?
I have zero kids. I own my own condo, and I little bit embarrassing, but I do have a roommate because I have to have.
That is embarrassing.
But do you drive a convertible Miata?
My roommate, Carano, is not stompy. I could tell you that much.
John, thank you very much for calling the program. And enjoy the mouth.
Anderson, beautiful part of town. Hang up on me. Dude, Film Vault, fucking awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
I thought a big fucking sucks was coming. He was like, I felt fucking.
It. Felt that. Thank awesome. You. Yeah, check it out. So. A lovely little film. You should probably watch it with your parents, called Irreversible. Someone chimed in earlier tonight.
Dude, yeah. I'll tell you about a film. I'll tell you about a film called The Serbian Film that you told me about.
Yeah.
And Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow, I don't like that language.
Okay, I'm going to say something right now. I just looked at my Twitter account.
Change what?
The Rebecca that called us earlier is stunning and
newborn porn.
Very attractive. She's very, very adorable.
It changed. Did you say change your life?
It's Rebecca Hernan.
All right, stop hitting on her last name.
Don't say I wasn't. I'm not hitting on her. She's beautiful.
Mike's casting for the show.
We're casting.
Hey, what were you saying there?
We gotta get a couch.
From the mouth.
I was telling you about the top five most disturbing.
Yeah. You said suburbia. I said a suburban film.
Yeah.
You know what the most disturbing film ever is?
And
you
watched
it. It's about the civil rights.
I told you not to watch them. But did you say that it changed your life?
You told me not to watch them, but you advertised them.
Okay, I didn't really advertise. I talked about them. I mean, people talk about slavery. I don't know if they're advertising for slavery to come back. People talk about dictatorships. Or speaking of which, Dictator.
Yeah.
People hate that movie. And you know what? The middle is funny. Once he gets to New York, there's funny shit. It's just a totally different animal from
Borat
and Bruno. I mean, it's not unscripted. It's a scripted feature-length movie, which is very different from those two.
I didn't know it was going to be that until I saw the extended trailer.
Well, yeah, it had to be that because he would get shot and killed by somebody. They really thought that it was a dictator.
He's really interesting because Sasha's a very interesting person. He's very difficult to work with.
You know from personal experience?
I've heard a lot of real bad shit about him.
But he...
He's you know what he is? He's like the Charlie Kaufman of our day. Not Charlie Kaufman. He's the Andy Kaufman of our day.
Sort of.
Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman? Yes, Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. No.
But
Ricardo Kaufman.
He's much more focused.
Want to hear a little story real quick?
Yeah.
Sorry if you're hearing this after if you've heard this. I kind of got into it.
Are we done with my talking about how hot Rebecca is?
Yeah, I think we're done with that.
Let's talk about colors and their titties.
I give it.
What? We're not going to do that segment?
Always you with the sophomore.
I thought we talked about this.
I give it 3 weeks before Rebecca's sitting in the studio. 3 weeks. Yeah. Where she lived, is it?
So that's an invitation if you want to
go. No, I'm not inviting. I'm just saying that
she lives in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Christ almighty, Mikey.
She live above or below 6th Street?
She's over 20. We were supposed to have ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Why?
It's supposed to have ice cream.
It's a delicious treat.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh,
soft serve.
Listen, do you guys?
Is there hard serve?
You guys do the kiosks? It's not hard serve.
We should open
hard serve ice cream.
It's just a big giant dick as an ice cream truck. Hard serve. Three guys. We have fake boners in our pants.
What?
No, sophomore.
It's us three wearing baggy pants with boners. We call it hard serve. This big penis comes pulling into your neighborhood.
This is not going to be on the sitcom. I don't like this.
I don't know. Get your hard serve ice cream here,
kids. Ice cream bones.
No.
What's that face, Anderson? I
was trying to figure out a way that it could work. But it would have to be like a crime show, and we'd have to be cops or something. But we would hear about this, and it would have to be three black guys that are doing this. And they have giant wieners.
What?
Giant dicks, and they're doing the hard serve. And
we have to go undercover.
Oh, hard serve. It's about ice cream in prison.
Yeah. Hard serve. Bum, bum.
No, but then we just start. We're like cops that always.
hard serve.
We serve papers.
We serve
all the time.
We serve.
And every time we hear about a crime, we just go looking for black people.
Probably a black guy. And we're always right.
And everyone's always saying, no.
It's the most racist show ever on TV. It's always a black guy. I think it's a black guy. Just looking at paperwork describing the crime. I think it's a black guy.
Car 4-4, black guy. Oh, okay.
I got a black guy on 4th and Robertson. He did something.
Oh, my God.
He just throws his hands up. Guilty.
We might actually have to go dark for about 6 weeks.
Can I say something? Hard serve.
Coming this fall, the TNT.
Hard serve.
Three guys, they're always right.
The most racist show ever on TV. It's probably a black guy.
That's the name of the show.
They put the pro in racial profiling.
And then at the end, we tease for the next week's episode, like the 70s sitcoms did. And the guy will come in. I got something going on out in the liquor store. And the new person will look up. Is it a black guy? Big laughs.
That's the tagline for everything.
And okay. Once we arrest a white guy, and it's just totally controversial, and we're just baffled. And then we're
intent on researching his records, and we find out that 8 generations ago, someone's family is black, and we high five, and it freezes.
We realize we don't catch him yet. We just see him on the video, and then we realize he's wearing a mask.
It's a white mask?
It's a black guy. We notice his hands are black.
Wow, great detectives we are.
We're not. We're hard serve. We're three guys that used to do crime, but now we're...
We're hard serve. All right, let's go.
All we did was rob ice cream places.
Do you guys ever buy tickets for kiosks at movie theaters?
Yep.
Or do you wait in line and actually have human interaction?
Kiosk is faster.
Kiosk is way preferred. Faster. Because a lot of times they'll have like 9 windows and one of them's open. And
sometimes it's
so I just go to the kiosk.
And the people who've been standing in line for 10 minutes get up there like,
What's good?
I love that. What's good? There's 30 movies up there.
So I always go to
kiosk. Hard serve down the street is pretty tasty.
Here's the thing. If they got kiosks there and they're closing the windows on me and they're paying... They got the robots doing their job, and I'm essentially doing their job for them. Oh,
would you like oil on your popcorn?
I don't know how old I am. I'm just looking at the cheapest price available. I don't notice that it says child, and I always do that, and usually save $2-3. No one's ever given me shit for it, ever, until last week when I went and saw The Dictator, and I was running late.
Two children.
And it was like a dollar off, but I don't care. As long as they're making me do the work, I'm going to buy the ticket I want. I'm going to buy a child ticket.
Oh, wait. So you're buying child tickets at the kiosk.
Was your argument that, hey, I'm just being childish? Because you work. So that would justify your child ticket?
You point to Jillian. She's pregnant.
Jillian was not with me. So I walk. It's one of those things where the kiosk is here, and then it's like 100 yards. It's the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
The Grove and the Pacific Grove. I shouldn't be saying this, but whatever. And
why?
I go up. I don't know. So I go up.
Don't let people know the Pacific Grove.
Private movie theater just for us.
Very they're very old timey and they're very classic. And they actually, I don't know if you noticed this, but at the Pacific Grove, all the ushers there wear like the old timey monkey grinder hat.
I haven't noticed that.
And vests. He's got the fucking hat on, this guy, with his hipster glasses. When he tells me, oh, he's sitting there talking to a guy with a broom, mm-hmm. barely even like paying attention to his job because his job is to rip tickets.
Was that guy with
awful.
Dick Van Dyke?
And
his name Jack.
I give him my ticket, and I'm running fucking late. And he goes, oh, look at that. Looks like you bought a child ticket by a mistake, like real condescending.
What a patronizing asshole.
Fucking ass, right? So goes,
you're like,
just go down there.
No, I did on purpose, asshole.
Go down there. See that lady with the long line behind her? She'll take care of it. She'll swap you out for an adult.
And you're like, listen, buddy, I'm going in, or I'm going to throw acid in your fucking face.
I'm furious. I don't know about the ass. Furious. So I go in and get my money back. After I wait for this fucking old guy in front of me to figure out where his mom in a wheelchair is going to sit for the dictator.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I storm
the
out.
The old guy is looking for his mom?
Yeah, she was old. So I storm out, and I'm like, fuck this. I'll just go see the movie somewhere else. I'm just in so outraged that they didn't let me sneak in for a
that
child.
They didn't let you rip them off.
But no, listen. Then I'm like, wait a minute. Old man looking for his older mom in a wheelchair for the dictator. I have to go in that theater. So I turn back around, buy a regular price ticket, and I notice there's only a dollar difference. And I go back to Monkey Grinder Boy, and I'm outraged, and I give him the ticket. And I'm like, you made me do all that for a dollar. You realize that? A dollar for the corporation? You made a dollar more for the corporation. You made me do all that!
Yep.
And I said, did they tell you to do that, or are you just being you? Because I know he was just being you.
Did you really say that to him?
Yeah. And he goes, I will get fired if they – I'm like, yeah, sure, you're going to get fired.
You don't get fired from this
and
great job.
I'm walking away. I'm like, that'd probably be a good thing. Didn't say anything about us happening. You know what I was talking about.
Yeah. It's so funny because this on this side of the story, I'm like, yeah, that guy's an asshole. If I was that guy's friend, I'd be like, fuck that guy.
What in the way?
About you.
How dare you? How dare you?
Telling him to like get fired and like.
He's on his podcast.
Let me tell you, never work in radio.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. I don't think that there's no way he would have gotten in trouble.
I agree with that.
He was just being a dick.
Yeah. I'll make this brief.
How do you try and be a power fuck when you're dressed as an organ grinder monkey? That's how you're dressed. You're dressed.
Unless that's your get up to kill people.
Okay, go ahead, Mikey.
The
Organ Grinder would be the great name for
that
serial
movie
killer.
That movie theater, the New Beverly on Beverly.
I should have gone back and got a child ticket again.
You totally should have.
I should have just kept going back.
I wish you had a child.
Sir, you're being a child. Fuck you, buddy. Let me in.
And then you kick him in the nuts and go, good luck having kids now.
Wow.
That doesn't even tie in to what's happening.
Okay.
That woman, Julia, that runs the New Beverly that Quentin Tarantino owns, she wants to make a documentary.
Oh, Tarantino owns that?
Yeah.
That's where I saw God Bless America with you.
She wants to make a not wants to now, but she wanted to make a documentary about the survival of, or how important 35mm film is. Like a retrospective.
She did it on digital?
She's shooting a video.
I'm sure she is.
No, she's not. So she did a Kickstarter account. I talked to her
Why are we talking about this?
I just want to explain something.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to her a few weeks ago and I asked her, how come you're asking for so much money? She goes, I want to do it right. And then I'm following her and I'm noticing, by the way, I gave her $50. But I'm noticing that...
didn't help anything.
Panavision donated the cameras if she raises the $75,000 she asked for.
I thought it was 35.
75.
50, okay.
Kodak or Fuji or somebody who makes film stock is donating all the film stock if she raised the money.
So she made it to
$79,000 last night.
Oh, good for her. Why is this story?
So she's just going to pocket $79,000.
I just thought it was interesting that somebody, and guess what? It's when you pledge on Kickstarter, it's not just a pledge. They take the money. Like
yeah,
it goes
kind of
through an account.
Works.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a,
what do you mean?
I guess I'll do it. What? You have to go through Amazon and give them the money out of your...
You give them the money. If the Kickstarter doesn't meet its goal, you get your money back.
Yeah,
if it gets through, then your money's gone.
Yeah.
Because you said you were going to give them money. And you
but
gave
she's
them money.
Got $79,000
now to
make
a film.
Oh, wait.
So the Kickstarter, if you get like halfway there and you don't make the quota, the money's gone?
No, everyone gets the money
back. It goes
back
to all the people that
submitted.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. That's...
But it's interesting that she wanted to make a film.
Why are we talking about someone
getting... Because I think it's inspirational. I think it's inspirational that somebody wanted to make a movie and they opened a Kickstarter account and they raised the money to make their film.
I listened to last week's... I listened to 2 weeks' episode and Anderson was having a heart attack because you guys said the word Kickstarter.
I don't like Kickstarter.
It's interesting.
Because I should be doing Kickstarter and I'm not. I'm fucking loser.
Let's Kickstarter for the After Disaster Sitcom Show.
Can we shoot it in Hawaii?
Send us to Hawaii.
It's just 30 minutes of us laying around our hotel rooms drinking martinis.
We have to do a Kickstarter. And there's one cutaway that has to be shot in Hawaii. It has to be. That's part of the budget. All right, let's get to work.
That scene where Tyler and I are in the studio and you're in Hawaii. Only we all go there to shoot.
Eating Cocoa Puffs naked.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream, guys. I was on the beach in Hawaii where I was
That's it. It's a dream scene, and we all have to fly there to shoot it. It's a dream sequence.
Oh, it's so great. Okay,
how much do we need? We need $600.
I had a dream about Hawaii.
Play
what happened? Play the music. Cut to the dream scene, the dream sequence.
This is glorious, guys. All right, let's go to Denny's right now, drink some coffee, and really hash this out.
Barf, barf.
Oh, that's the wrong song.
I know. You want to go out there anyways?
Track 36.
Okay.
Actually, no, we can do that. We can do that. This is fun.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.
Thanks, guys.
We're looking forward to your guest spot on our sitcom, Rebecca. Be awesome.
Can the tagline be, it's probably a black
You know my favorite part about this old, like, 70s sitcoms is it's like, guest starring some random fuck that
no one's ever heard of.
It's like Chip.
That was almost like the old featuring.
We
Chip
gotta,
Johnson.
We got to get an old person to be, you know what? I know a bunch of old movie stars. Old TV stars from like Bob Newhart and
stuff. Is the name of the show going to be The After Disaster and then the tag is going to be it's probably a black guy?
That's a totally separate
What would the name of our show be?
Well, it's going to be separate? We're going to do two different things?
We'll call it...
We shouldn't come out the gate with something really terribly racist.
I don't think it should be racist at all, to be honest with you.
Wow, going out on a limb on that one? We probably shouldn't do a racist show.
I'm being edgy, the opposite edgy.
Super conservative?
We should call it Crack is Bad.
We should not call it anything Reggie related. Because he's a fuck.
Idea.
Somebody wrote on the... these are not my words. This is what somebody wrote on the message boards. Oh, that poor guard that Anderson was talking about. I'm paraphrasing. Oh, here it is. The guard has a rough life, then he gets fired by a black midget. I didn't write it!
Oh.
Also say that Mike was also black, so let's not make it about a race thing. It has nothing to do with that.
You know what? He's probably black.
But Reggie's not technically a midget. He's like in the Hobbit realm. Hobbits wouldn't be midgets, would they? Would they be midgets?
He's not in the Hobbits are
dwarfs. Midgets? Are the dwarves in
Hobbits? First
would
of all, Hobbits drink
hobbits?
And smoke. Reggie's not a Hobbit. How dare you insult the Hobbits?
No, I'm talking about height. Was all right. Good night.
Do you like how I'm defending a fictional creature over a human being?
Fictional? I think fictional is the word you're looking for.
Fictitious.
I don't know.
Fictitional.
Fictitious.
I don't know.
I'm Mike Grano, and I add syllables.
You ever seen Back
to the Future in black?
Back
Backdraft. Backbeat.
Everything backbeat?
No.
Backbeat,
the word is on the street. That the fire.
Here's how dumb I am. I'm like, doesn't Oasis have something to do with that movie? And Brian's like, that's Brian's favorite fucking band ever is Oasis. And he's making me watch because I lost again this week.
Brian's favorite band is Oasis.
That's because he's Brian. He's fucking Brian.
No one's favorite band is Oasis. Yeah,
no, I met someone else's favorite band is Oasis,
too.
Was
he also in a fraternity?
Some other guy goes, there was an Oasis documentary, and I freaked out because that's my all-time favorite band. And I was like, yeah, guess what? I'd never heard him. And I've heard them.
You've heard them?
I've heard like three or four songs.
They're dicks.
That's it.
They're all dicks.
I know they're total dicks, and I don't care about Noel Gallagher or his brother.
I've seen him in concert.
Oh, yeah? Were they good?
One of the brothers just walks off stage while his other brother does his songs. He just leaves the stage for like four songs. He's like, eh, fuck it. Not my songs. Walks off. It's bizarre.
So that's what Ween does, but I think
he's
it's
like,
because they're
Noel's
going to
play
drunk.
Some of his songs, and he just walks off to go get a quick dick suck.
When I say drunk, I mean shooting up. Hey, allegedly. Hey,
hey. Hit.
I don't know what I was talking about. Let's go to bed.
Good night.
Hey, can that be our new sign off? Let's go to bed.
Let's whack off and go to bed.
No, let's not whack off. No, Tyler, why do you
all whack off? Me and Mike wanted to whack off at the beginning of the show.
No, it was Anderson. That's the opening.
No, it was you.
What are you guys whacking off about lately? It's our new segment, whacking off.
All right, let's go to bed.
That's so sophomoric compared to everything else. Good night.
Let's go to bed.
Then whack off?
Yeah.
Or whack off first and go to bed.
The cheat suggests that we name the sitcom My Three Pabs.
Ooh.
Pretty good, but whose three are we?
I don't know. Okay.
Wait, do you say Pab in this song?
What if we wake up from a dream sequence and Dr. Drew's our dad and he's tucking us all in the bed?
What if we heard the song, we started listening to the lyrics, and like every single thing in this song was talked about on the show at one point or another, and like Mike was seeing the future when he wrote it?
Mm. Oh shit!
Is there any way I can capitalize on that?
That was probably a black guy that said that. No.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Woo! Woo! Oh, I think that's the same wolf.
You know, you
guys
proved.
Listen to the end of this drop. I think it's the wolf.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Yeah, it's definitely the same wolf.
You asshole.